Okay, great. So the best thing to do is just to lie flat out, as I think everybody's doing. If you want to bend your knees and have your feet, the soles of your feet flat on the floor, that's fine, okay? But it's quite useful if you can just put the legs side by side, okay? Just make sure that you're feeling relaxed. You can do this particular practice either with your eyes open, in which case please just fix your gaze on the ceiling. Okay, just a nice soft gaze upwards to the ceiling. Or you may feel okay just doing the exercise with your eyes shut, and that's fine. Whatever feels most comfortable for you. And then you'll hear the sound of this ball rising and falling away very shortly. As the sound just begins to decrease and fall away, just allowing yourself to relax into your lying position. At the start of any practice, we always take a few moments just to make sure that we are indeed comfortable and to adjust our posture if we feel necessary. And again, throughout this half hour exercise, please feel free to move if you feel it's necessary. But in mindfulness, we always give ourselves a few moments just to reflect on what we're feeling. And if we do feel the need to change our posture, then we do so with full intention, knowing exactly what we're doing and why we're doing it. So just becoming accustomed to being here now. Feeling our bodies just lying here. Giving ourselves the chance to adjust to the strangeness of what we're doing. And then when you're feeling ready, just taking one or both hands and resting them on the stomach, on the top of the stomach. And as they're resting there, it's becoming aware of and feeling the movement of the stomach up and down as the body breathes. Knowing that the diaphragm contracts as we breathe in, and that contraction of the diaphragm causes the stomach to move outwards, and in this case upwards. When the body relaxes and breathes out, the diaphragm relaxes, the stomach goes back down. So just feeling the movement of the stomach, feeling the flow of air in and out of the body. Nice, gentle, smooth flow of air. lie here, feeling this flow of air. Focusing our awareness on the movements of the stomach, mirroring the flow of air in and out of the body. For the next half hour, there's absolutely nothing that we're needing to do. There are no goals to be achieved. There are no aims to be met. As best we can, we're just allowing ourselves to rest in awareness. The practice is to develop an awareness of the whole of our bodies. So taking the awareness that we now have through our hands and the movements of our diaphragm, taking that awareness and moving it right down the body, right down into the legs and right way down the legs into the toes of both feet. So we're allowing ourselves to become aware of anything that we're feeling in the toes of both feet. Doesn't matter what it is. Could be the touch of socks or of shoes. Could be sensations of warmth or of coolness. May even be nothing at all. And that's absolutely fine. It's just a question of being aware of whatever we're experiencing right now in the toes of both feet. There's nothing that we're needing to do with whatever sensations we're experiencing. Just a question of acknowledging that they're there and letting them be. And when we're feeling ready, we can take the awareness that at the moment is focused on the toes of both feet and move it gently down into the soles of both feet. Again, just noticing what's there in the soles of our feet. And maybe as we're moving through the body, scanning the body as we're going to be doing, seeing what we are experiencing in all parts of our body, we may notice a tendency to analyze what we're feeling, to find reasons for it, or to make sense of it. And again, in this practice, I would simply ask you, as best you can, just to let go of any sense of wanting to analyze what you're experiencing. Any healthy sense indeed of wanting to pass judgment on whatever's there. Just experiencing the soles of both feet. Again, when you're ready, gently moving awareness now from the soles of both feet into the upper part of the feet, noticing perhaps any sense of tightness or of pressure. Just experiencing whatever's there. Seeing if you can relax with it. Just sensations coming and going. And we may find that from time to time our minds become distracted and move away from whatever part of the body we're supposed to be focusing on. If we notice that, that's absolutely fine. That's just what minds do. But when we've realized that we've become distracted and our minds have moved away, then we just gently bring the mind back to where it should be. Focusing in this moment on the tops of our feet. And then moving into the ankles and the heels. And if we feel sufficiently comfortable, we may wish to see if we can be aware of anything that's happening inside the body. Any sensations perhaps from inside the ankle joints. Maybe any sensations of tension in any of the muscles. We're just allowing ourselves to become aware of whatever sensations are present in our bodies right now, giving ourselves the chance to acknowledge what's there, and then be with it. There's nothing else that we need to do. And then moving into the calves and the shins. Maybe if our legs are stretched out, feeling the sensations of pressure on the calves. Maybe even in the muscles. Again, maybe the touch of clothing around the lower part of the legs. Maybe tingling. Maybe sensations from things that we've been doing today, maybe stiffness and tiredness in the muscles. Just noticing whatever's there. Acknowledging its presence. Letting it be. And into the knees. moving awareness around the knees. Quite often a place where people feel discomfort for various reasons. Again, if you wish, just maybe exploring the joints and the muscles around the knees. Feeling just now. Moving right up into the thighs and into the hips. Often a part of the body in which we don't experience much. But just seeing what's there in the skin of the thighs and around the hips. And again, maybe going into the muscles, seeing if there's any tension there. And if there is, just seeing if we can let it go. Allowing the muscles to relax and to soften. Again, just noticing any tendency to judge sensation or to analyze it. Just sensations. And bringing our awareness into the pelvis. Moving awareness around the pelvis, maybe around the bones and into the internal organs. Just noticing whatever sensations are there. And resting as best we can. Resting with those sensations. And then into the small of the back. The sensation of the sacrum pressing against the floor. And the lumbar spine. And the back's often a place where people experience discomfort. So as we move awareness around the lower part of the back right now, just noticing if there's any sense of discomfort or tightness there. Noticing if there's a desire to move to a different position. And if by any unfortunate chance there's a degree of pain, just giving ourselves an opportunity to observe exactly what this feels like. Before we do anything about it, before we maybe change posture. Bringing awareness around now, right into the stomach. Perhaps again feeling the movements of the stomach as we breathe. Feeling the movements of digestion. D- Just being aware of anything coming from inside as well as from outside. Noticing and acknowledging whatever's there. And then beginning to move awareness now into the chest, perhaps starting at the back, with the back of the chest and the shoulder blades as they're pressed against the mat. Noticing sensations of pressure. Noticing again any movements of breathing in the rib cage. Coming round the front of the rib cage, maybe going inside and noticing the beating of our hearts. Just giving ourselves the chance to be fully aware of every sensation that's coming to us right now, from our chests, from the upper part of our body. Then we go into our shoulders, often a place where we experience tightness and tension. So as we're allowing ourselves to be aware of our shoulders, again maybe just going into the muscles and the joints, noticing any tension, noticing any stress in the muscles, and letting it go as best we can. Allowing the shoulders to move downwards towards the floor. Releasing any sense of holding. And then when we're ready, moving sensation down the arms. Right down the arms to the tips of both fingers. The tips of the fingers. One of the most sensitive parts of our body. So many sensations. Touch, pressure, warmth, coolness, dryness, moisture. So much we can feel in the tips of our fingers. So just seeing what there is there right now. Moving awareness up the fingers into the palms of the hands. And noticing if there's any tendency for the hands to be tight. as if we're grasping or holding on. Allowing the fingers and the hands to be relaxed and open. And into the back of the hands. Just noticing whatever sensations are there. Our awareness now into the wrists. Again, a place where some people feel discomfort and tightness. Maybe taking awareness into the wrist joints. All those small bones in the wrists and the joints between. And into the forearms, into the muscles, and the elbows, and the upper arms. Allowing our awareness to move slowly back of the arms and into the shoulders once more. And from the shoulders into the neck. Again, sometimes a part of the body in which we experience tension. So just moving awareness around the neck, feeling the muscles, releasing any tension if we discover any there. Feeling the pressure of the cushion. And then moving awareness into the back of the head. Again, feeling sensations of pressure where the head is resting on the cushion. And into the scalp. It's often a part of the body from which we don't experience much by way of sensation. Maybe there's the touch of hair on the skin. Just the slightest of sensations. Same around the ears. Maybe just feeling the touch of air, a brief sense of coolness on the skin. And then lastly, we're moving awareness into the face. starting perhaps with the forehead. Again, a place where we often feel tightness and tension. So as we're bringing awareness into the forehead, to the sensations that we're experiencing right now, just allowing the underlying muscles to soften and relax. And the same around the eyebrows and the eyelids. Even if your eyes are open, just allowing the eyelids to relax. And the nose and the cheeks. Maybe being aware of the slight flow of air in and out of the nostrils. And the mouth and the lips. Perhaps being aware of the line where the lips meet. Maybe being aware of the tongue lying behind the teeth. Just being aware of whatever's there, just as it is. Not needing to change anything. And then to complete this practice, just expanding awareness back out into the hold of the body. So that we have the feeling of the whole body lying here, resting on this mat, on this floor, with all of the sensations that are coming to us from every part of our bodies right now. So many sensations. We're not feeling the need to do anything with those sensations, just resting with them. Allowing them to be. Allowing the air to flow in and out of the lungs. Just resting in our experience as best we can. Just for a few moments, living life breath by breath, moment by moment. Nothing needing to be done. Nothing needing to be achieved. As I ring the bowl, just continuing to lie, knowing that there's no hurry to get up or to do anything, just allowing the sound of the bowl to rise and fall. And then when you're ready, just moving your body whatever way seems most appropriate. Stretching maybe, bending the knees, opening the eyes. Just gradually coming around. Perhaps moving on to one side.